Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the foreign service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Diego Girau, we're going to be bringing you this show in English for Wednesday, November 6, 2024. We'll have, as usual, news, sports, music, and today we're gonna be sharing a profile on the history and the music, of course, of Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, one of the most important Argentine rock bands of all time. Actually, they don't play only rock, they came up as a ska band in the 1980s, but then in the 1990s they evolved into a multi-genre group that did rock but also reggae, salsa, all kinds of musical styles that made them popular not just in Argentina but across Latin America. We're gonna be sharing several songs by them, and together and also we'll be playing on the air again an interview we recorded a couple of months ago with Valen Irizibar, a journalist working for the Buenos Aires Herald, who has a column on translation of Argentine expressions into English. And since we recorded that around the time of the Copa America, it's mainly terms related to football. And it was a very interesting discussion about culture, language, football, a little bit of everything. We're gonna be playing, of course, some other songs, and we're gonna be paying, in connection with that, we're gonna be paying homage to an Argentine singer-songwriter, a late Argentine singer-songwriter, on the anniversary of his birth, which is being marked today. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports if you are a DXA. And this show airs via the shortwaves of WRMI on the frequency of 5850 kHz, and also via internet on rai.com.ar and via our app for mobile devices that you can download for free from Apple and Android stores. Let's get started now with the news. These are the headlines. Argentine President Javier Milei congratulates Donald Trump on his US election victory. Argentina to face wave of lawsuits over debt, says the Financial Times. Bill to decriminalize abortion advances in Mexico City's parliament. El Salvador extends state of emergency in effect since March 2023. New shale gas field discovered in Patagonia shows promising results. Sports, football tournament results. And these are the news. Argentine President Javier Milei has congratulated Donald Trump, recognizing him as the winner of the US election. On social media, the South American leader told a Republican, "Congratulations on your remarkable electoral victory." Mr. Milei added on his English language post on X, "Make America great again. You know you can count on Argentina to help with your mission." Trump secured victory with 277 electoral votes, though some ballots remain to be counted. According to the Financial Times, Argentina could face a tsunami of lawsuits in international courts. The wave of legal actions is reportedly due to expropriations and external debts. The British Daily reports that lawsuits over decisions by previous administrations are moving forward in US and European courts. plaintiffs are pressuring the Milei administration to negotiate, according to the report. If court rulings go against Argentina, the country could owe up to $31 billion. Cases involve the 2012 nationalization of oil company YPF and the 2008 takeover of Aerolíneas Argentinas, the flag carrier, as well as disputes over changes in debt bond payments, among other litigations. Mexico City's Congress is advancing a bill to decriminalize abortion. The initiative would permit termination of pregnancies up to 12 weeks of gestation. If passed, women could request the procedure at any healthcare facility. The bill passed a committee yesterday and will now be debated on the floor. Abortion was legalized nationwide by Mexico's Supreme Court in 2021, but each state must pass its own legislation. So far, legislatures in 15 of Mexico's 31 states have done so. El Salvador's Congress has once again extended the state of emergency aimed at combating gangs or maras, which has been in effect since March 2023. The extension, the 32nd so far, was approved by the Legislative Assembly at the request of President Nayib Bukele following a surge in homicides. Since the curfew began, tens of thousands have been arrested, many of whom are being held in high-security prisons. Salvadoran and international human rights organizations have reported abuses under the curfew. However, the Assembly justified this week's extension, stating that gangs continue their criminal activities. According to journal Ámbito Financiero, Argentina is poised to add another shale gas deposit. This involves the Cañadón Deus and Estancia Campos wells in Santa Cruz province, southern Patagonia. Sources say these projects may become a new Vaca Muerta, referencing the massive fracking fields of Neuquén province. Argentine company CGC is developing the Santa Cruz wells, located in a shale gas formation known as Palermo Aike. The local provincial government confirmed the presence of hydrocarbons and overpressure, which enables successful fracturing operations. And now, sports. In the 21st round of the football tournament, Huracán defeated Newell's 4-2. With this result, the Buenos Aires team moved to the top of the standings alongside Vélez Sarsfield, though Huracán has one extra match played. In other games, Gimnasia Esgrima drew 0-0 with Central Córdoba from Santiago del Estero, and San Lorenzo tied 1-1 with Estudiantes. And these were the news on RAE, Radiodifusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Okay, we're gonna be playing now music by Gabo Ferro, a late singer-songwriter who was born on November 6, 1965. That is exactly 59 years ago. He passed away 4 years ago of cancer and was a very much respected singer-songwriter, apart from being a historian and a university teacher. We're going to be playing now this track by Gabo Ferro called Nada. And after that, we'll be delving into the history and the music of Los Fabulosos Cadillacs for several minutes.
Thank you. me decís que estás conmigo, pero miro y veo nada, nada que tenemos una casa donde el amor se desata, pero la ausencia vacía y una casa vacía es mañana el tiempo lo arregla, hoy mejor digamos nada. Somos eso y somos no es mañana. Mañana para mí hoy.
India, China, Iceland, Morocco, England. These are but a few of Rai's many ports of call. The international service of the Argentine Radio.
As we usually do on Fridays, we bring you a profile of an Argentine artist, an Argentine band. And the one we are introducing today to you is a group that we usually play on the airwaves of the station, but today we're going to be devoting more than 20 minutes to their music and their history. But this particular band became very popular all over Latin America, and they also had some success in the United States because they won several Grammy Awards, including the Best Latin Video in the 1990s. I'm talking about Los Fabulosos Cadillacs.
We'll be right back.
Well, this sound really rings some bells. And if you are familiar with ska, you know that this is exactly the sound of it. And Los Fabulosos Cadillacs are perhaps the most representative Argentine band of that genre, of ska. They started in the early 1980s, and the influence of the sound of the Specials is so obvious that we need to play a little bit of the Specials to notice how similar the sound is. You know, Specials, British band of ska, one of the most representative of the genre. Well, actually, Fabulosos Cadillacs also covered a track by the Specials later on. This you're listening on the background is perhaps the most famous. A Message to You, Rudy, favorite of British people, used to live in London, and they played on the pub I used to work. Everybody knew the lyrics. And we are now switching to the version by the Fabulosos Cadillacs, honoring one of the biggest influences on their career, the Specials. This is Rudy, Un Mensaje Para Vos. I really admire what they did, because they really provided us with a literal translation of the first line of A Message to You, Rudy. The Specials say, "Stop your messing around," and Fabulosos Cadillacs translate that to exactly how an Argentine would say, "Stop your messing around," which is "Dejate de boludear." We say exactly that for messing around. Well, I just wanted to make clear where the sound of the Cadillacs come from. They were originally a ska band, and the track I played first, Yo Quiero Morirme Acá, says, I want to die here playing ska. But it's not only ska that they did throughout their three-decade career, because they started experimenting and adding to their sound other musical styles, such as reggae, funk, big band, salsa, and later on jazz and even tango, creating a unique sound that drove people crazy. No wonder why they were so successful. The band were created in 1985, and they had several lineups, but the core members, the soul, the heart of Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, are the lead vocalist, Gabriel Fernández Capello, known by his stage name of Vicentico, and bass player and backing vocalist Flavio Cienciarulo, mainly known by his stage name of Señor Flavio. They are very, very good friends. They have been friends from their childhood years, and they are the secret behind the core of Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. Let us enjoy now a full track by them. This is from their reunion in the year 2008. They spent 6 years separated, and they started a new stage 6 years ago, releasing an album of re-recordings of some of their most famous tracks. This is a cumbia version of Padre Nuestro.
Por vos me estás confundiendo, me estás la conciencia mareada, mi vida está tan cansada de buscar tu perdón. Vengo volando muy bajo, buscando algún claro donde descansar. Es que me vengo bañando, me estoy cayendo de tanto esperar. Quiero ver amanecer, pero del otro lado ver amanecer, pero que alguien se quede aquí para saber si yo sigo vivo. Quiero ver amanecer, pero del otro lado ver amanecer, pero que alguien se quede aquí para saber si yo sigo vivo. Cielo bonito, devuelve mi alma, cielito, yo te pido otra oportunidad. Cielo, no me hundas, no me desmorones, cielito, no me dejes sin saber la verdad. Cielo bonito, devuelve mi alma, cielito, yo te pido otra oportunidad. Cielo, no me hundas, no me desmorones, cielito, no me dejes sin saber la verdad. Quiero ver amanecer, pero del otro lado ver amanecer, pero que alguien se quede aquí para saber si yo sigo vivo.
Well, it's difficult to stay still with this music, and no wonder CD by Los Fabulosos Cadillacs can't be missing in an Argentine party. If you want to make Argentines dance, you need to add some Fabulosos Cadillacs to the mix. Now, we said that they were formed in 1985. They released their first album called Bares y Fondas in 1986. From that album is the first track we played. But their breakthrough for them was in 1987 when they released an album called Yo Te Avisé that made them a radio sensation. And this is the track of that album, the same name, Yo Te Avisé, I Told You. Well, this album is filled with hits. I was very young, but I remember that that album everybody had. The biggest hit, the song that everybody loved, which became a staple in all of the concerts by Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, is this one, entitled Yo No Me Sentaría En Tu Mesa, I Wouldn't Sit At Your Table.
Nosotros somos
And the following album in their career was released in the year 1989, and is well, actually there is a third album called Ritmo Mundial, which includes several covers, one by The Clash, Revolution Rock, you know, the Clash song. Well, Fabulosos Cadillacs covered that album, that song, for their third album, El Ritmo Mundial. Let us play a little bit of this interesting rendition of The Clash, Revolution Rock. Well, the third album of Fabulosos Cadillacs marked their transition into a more professional band. You can really notice this with bands of the 1980s in Argentina, also because the recording gear used here in Argentina began to be modernized some years later than what happened in the Northern Hemisphere. But you can notice this not only with the Cadillacs' work, but with other bands, that they started sounding more professional, if you compare this track with the sound of their first two albums. Now comes the fourth album in their career, called El Satánico Doctor Cadillac, which is this song, the same name of the album, a great hit in the career of Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. Fast forward to the year 1992, when they released their seventh studio album, called El León, which is also the name of a song included in the album. In this case, the main songwriter of the band, the bassist Flavio, got inspired in Rubén Blades and his type of lyric, in which he tells a story from the beginning to the end. This is similar to Pedro Navaja. It's a guy who dies, who's a rough character, Manuel Santillán.
Y les dijo, queridos enemigos de siempre, y dejo este mundo de...
And this is perhaps the album by Los Fabulosos Cadillacs when they created a sound that most people associate with them. But they didn't stop there. They continued experimenting, and in their next studio album, they started adding other genres like ragamuffin and also murga, which is a Rio Platense South American percussion rhythm popular in Uruguay. And they also started to add more politics to their songs. Malvicho literally means bad bug, but it's a saying here in South America or in Argentina to call somebody who's a piece of shit. And this song is dedicated to South American, Latin American dictators, in particular Augusto Pinochet. Okay, let us go quickly to their last studio album before they split for 6 years. And they regrouped in 2006, an album called La Marcha del Golazo Solitario, is a ridiculous name, like the March of the Lonely Football Goal, that included a song dedicated to being a parent, to having children, which became one of the top three, four songs of that theme in Argentina. Every time you want to put music to a video about being a parent, 5 out of 10 people choose Vos Sabés, You Know by Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. Vos sabés cómo te esperaba, cuánto te deseaba, no si vos sabés. Vos sabés que a veces hay desencuentros, pero cuando hay un encuentro de dos almas trae luz. Vos sabés que cuando llegaste cambiaste el olor. The love of a parent to his or her child can be compared to anything. That's the best line in this song called Vos Sabés by Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. But their biggest hit is a song that is not included in any studio album. They released a greatest hit CD in 1994 that included one new song, and this one new song became their biggest hit of all times. The clip won the Grammy Award in 1994. Is another track written by Flavio Cienciarulo, and it's no doubt the biggest hit by Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. Matador, or rather, Killer.
can't imagine how that chorus was repeated ad infinitum in the mid-1990s. It was such a big hit. It still is a big hit. And you can see that the Cadillacs that started playing ska had no qualms in experimenting with whatever music and genre inspired them. The music of Mano Negra, funk, candombe. This particular song was written by Flavio Cienciarulo, who was inspired by the percussion music of a Brazilian group called Olodum. It's a massive percussion group, and he liked that so much that he created a song, a story to put on this kind of music. Well, this was a profile of Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. If you want to listen to this song, Matador is included in the greatest hits by Fabulosos Cadillacs called Vasos Vacíos, which includes songs from their previous albums and one new release, which is this track.
RAE, Argentina's history and you.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina 面向世界。
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mondo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Okay, folks, we have a guest in the studio. It's an old friend of mine. We worked together in a project, actually a podcast that we had together for an English language media outlet that was based here in Buenos Aires, The Bubble. We worked together there. Valent Irizibar currently works for the Buenos Aires Herald. You know this English language newspaper, and it has come to RAE studio today to talk about a particular issue that turned into a weekly column, I think, is in the Herald.
I don't know if I turned the podcast, because the podcast that we did in The Bubble was very expansive. It was very broad. But as we would often talk about, as a bilingual person, it's always fascinating to me.
Oh, yeah. Challenging.
And challenging, but incredibly fun to look at how each language behaves and how to try and properly represent beyond a literal translation of a word what you're trying to mm-hmm. express, to define. And Argentine Spanish is so very special.
Yeah, so. Well, it's something that happens to me all the time when I'm introducing tango songs that have a very important cultural value to Argentines because of the lyrics. I always emphasize that to foreigners, that for us, the most important part of tango are the lyrics. We quote the lyrics all the time. And sometimes I attempt, and many times fail, I attempt to translate these concepts that tango have in their lyrics. And that's to do with what you do with that column, translating these. Are these idioms, what the English language call idioms?
So, yeah, the column itself is called Translation Troubles. I write it every Sunday. And it's not really, today I've thought of a thematic selection, but usually it's literally just what came up that week, mm-hmm. right? Like these conversations that we have all the time in the newsroom saying, you know, how do we translate this? Why would we translate it like this? Why is it like that in English? Why is it that in Spanish? And it's mostly just a reflection of the things that we see every week when that come up in the newsroom. So yes, sometimes that's idioms, sometimes that's slang, sometimes that's, you know, random words that we don't quite know how to mm-hmm. translate.
Okay, what did you bring for us today?
So I thought the last Translation Troubles that I wrote was football themed, because
it always applies.
It always applies, absolutely. And we had on Thursday, obviously, we played against Canada, and yesterday we beat Chile, so it still applies. So I thought I would look at the football themed phrases that we thought of, that we saw. So recently we had our Día del Arquero. Now this is exactly.
Love it.
Yeah, so this is something that our sports guy, we call him that lovingly, Fernando, he actually wrote a story about El Día del Arquero.
Yeah.
Because it literally means goalkeeper's day, mm-hmm. and it was is a phrase that basically means it's never going to happen. It's an impossible future, right? Like, you're going to get paid back. If you lend me money, you'll get paid back on goalkeeper's day.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of saying an impossible future that's never going to arrive.
Yeah.
But as of 2011, we actually have a goalkeeper's day here in
Argentina. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There is a reason for it.
Yeah.
There
is it is because it was to celebrate Amadeo Carrizo's birthday,
yes,
which
yeah.
I didn't know before I wrote the column, which is why I love writing translation troubles.
Most people didn't as well. I mean, but Amadeo Carrizo is a legend. Before Mateo Waldo Fijol, mm-hmm. the goalkeeper of Argentina's national team before the World Cup in 1978, I think that Amadeo Carrizo was the number one goalkeeper for football fans.
Well, I was woefully unaware of Carrizo, so I'll have to continue educating myself on him, clearly. But it was fascinating to learn about him and mm-hmm. see where it comes from. But the question that I posed to readers was, well, what do we do now? We don't have a goalkeeper's day anymore. Mm-hmm. What sort of unglorified, forgotten industry should we use to say, oh, you'll never get paid back?
Yeah, yeah. That's the meaning. And it's kind of ironic. This is going to happen on goalkeeper's day. When are they going to finish these works? El día del arquero.
Claro.
Never. Maybe never.
Exactly.
Or someday in the future, but nobody knows when.
Yeah.
Love it. Next.
Okay. The second one that I wrote about was meter un caño.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
The reason I love this one specifically, and this comes up a lot, is when it's sort of a double translation trouble where no one knows why it's said that way in the other language, or it just causes more confusion and chaos.
I'm going to write this down because I want to know how you say that in English when there's that move actually happens.
Yes, it does.
In football.
And it has a name. Okay?
Yeah.
It's called, I'll send you the article later, but it's called nutmegging in English.
Say again?
Yeah, exactly. That's what happened in the newsroom. I arrive and they're like, Valen, how do you say meter un caño? And I go, nutmegging. And they're like, what? What? Why is it called nutmegging
okay.
in English?
I'll be waiting for that link.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting. So this is why I love it so much, when it's just general chaos and confusion.
Yeah.
So obviously, in case anyone who's listening doesn't know what meter un caño means, it's basically the sort of little trick that you put the ball between your opponent's
legs. Yeah, yeah.
You're running around, you're dribbling, yeah. and then you go, caño.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes it's done on purpose to kind of humiliate
exactly.
the opponent. I mean, sometimes it's when you're playing among friends,
yeah.
not in a World Cup, sometimes in important games it happens, but sometimes the player does that without need, mm-hmm. but because they want to humiliate the opponent.
Well, yeah, because it's humiliating. It's
humiliating.
Great fun if you get to do it.
A famous, what do you say that in English again? Please?
Nutmeg.
Okay, quarterfinals, World Cup 2022. Lionel Messi makes the most incredible assist with a caño mm-hmm. that gets to Molina to score the first goal versus the Netherlands.
Exactly, and how embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And in fact, I think, oh dear, I'm going to have to fact check this. I'm pretty sure they were talking about Luis Suarez, that he could nutmeg a mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means. Like, he's so good at doing it that he could even do it to a mermaid, like put it between a mermaid.
Oh, okay.
Which obviously,
yeah.
they don't. So I tried looking into nutmegging, and it actually turns out that there's not a singular theory or etymology, which happens a lot in these translation troubles. If any of the listeners want to read translation troubles, it's not going to be a dictionary, because sometimes we just don't know where it comes from. But one theory is Cockney rhyming slang from the 1940s for legs, nutmeg.
Okay.
Another one was, well, nuts. It's more vulgar, but the idea that you are putting a ball between, like, underneath someone's nuts. And the other one, moving swiftly forward, this idea that there was a certain type of swindle in the nutmeg trade where you'd get, like, a box of nutmegs and they would put, like, wooden balls in there and sort of swindle you. So that was called nutmeg. And the person who would fall for it was being nutmegged. Like, you fell for it.
I would buy any of the three theories.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I included all three of
them. They're all credible.
I think they are. And it's one of those things where, I don't know, I just think it's fun to, you know, sometimes we just don't have a singular, the same way we don't have a singular translation for one word, we also don't have a singular origin. And that's kind of part of the fun of language, right? That it's
awesome.
It changes and evolves.
Okay.
And it
What's
makes
next?
No sense. Often.
Yeah.
So the last one of this particular theme is one that I love saying in Spanish, and I am continually frustrated that we don't say it in English, which is atajando penales.
Yeah.
Estoy atajando penales.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
it's kind of recent, I think.
Huh?
I would say that it's from the last generation. I hear it all the time. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love
because
it.
I think that people people being burned out and multitasking is for Argentines relatively new, I would say.
Really?
I would say it's from, I mean, from the previous generation. I didn't hear my parents and my grandparents' generation complaining about atajando penales. No,
okay.
Like I don't know, maybe because it was gender differentiated. No, like the father would be in charge of the certain things and the mother of certain other things, and everything was separated, no?
Mm-hmm.
And kind of organized. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm just throwing theories.
No,
but
this is interesting.
I acknowledge completely this phrase, but I would say is more recent. It's not historical.
Interesting. I mean, one of the things I love about writing this column and these bilingual discussions that we have all the time in the newsroom is I find out things that I say specifically, or maybe that my family says, or is of a generation. These things always come up because we don't all talk the same.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Even being Argentine.
Even being within the city of Buenos Aires.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is a massive city with, if we take into consideration the greater Buenos Aires, and we talk about the AMBA, the metropolitan area, is a city of 16 million people. And
exactly.
There are different accents depending on where you are in the city of BA, like just like Cockney and West London and North London. Those differences you can also find in a massive city like Buenos Aires. But going back to atajando penales, my opinion is that it's kind of recent.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, good to know. I don't know.
It's just an opinion. Maybe you should compare. You should get our opinions.
Maybe I can have a sort of small survey asking people of different ages who they think started this off. But I just wanted to include it. This didn't come up in the newsroom. This is a personal favorite. Since it's a column that I write, I can take that privilege of being like, I just want to talk about this phrase.
Yeah.
So atajando penales literally means saving penalties. But as a concept, it's you're doing so many things at the same time. You have so many spinning plates. You're constantly lunging from one place to the next, trying to save all of the penalties. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
This idea that you're consistently trying to save something, and it's very stressful often.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, oh no, I forgot this. Oh no, this happened.
Yeah, yeah. You're barely coping with things. You're barely achieving the things that you have to do. I mean, you're not on top of things.
Exactly. Well, to be on top of things, you're lunging heavily in a very stressful way. The closest one I could come up with in English was putting out fires.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Which often putting out, the problem with that is that putting out fires often has this connotation that they're sort of trivial things. As in, the fires that you're putting out are often not important. And when you're talking about saving penalties, sometimes it's important.
It's important stuff, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just, I really want to make this a thing in English, or if any of your listeners know an alternative, because as a British person, penalties hurt.
Yeah.
Right? It's not just as an Argentine where I have my heart in my mouth.
Yeah.
You know.
Let me add a suggest for maybe another entry of your column, a variation of that. Maybe you have already done it. Me están cascoteando el rancho.
No, I haven't done that one.
That is related to atajando penales, no? Which is deflecting penalty kicks. I mean, they are throwing stones at my hut.
Yeah.
Of my hut, no? At my house. Like, I'm being attacked from all fronts in different fields, no? Social, family, health. Me están cascoteando el rancho is like I'm having all kinds of problems at the same time.
I love the word, the verb cascotear, and I'm not sure, what would we say in English? Like chipping? I don't know how we would translate.
Cascote.
Claro.
Cascote is usually is a piece of concrete, of rubble.
Mm-hmm.
No, a cascote is a piece of rubble. So they're throwing stuff that is larger than a rock at you.
Yeah, that's
even worse than
throwing stones.
Small stones. And you think of a stone or a rock, it's like a small, you think of a stone. A cascote is something heavy.
Yeah.
Something
blunt force
big.
Trauma.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. And they're throwing that at the top of a very feeble house. That
claro.
Has got a rooftop made of metal sheets. So obviously, if you throw stones at that, it's not going to hold.
No.
You know, a rancho is a very, very simple, poor kind of dwelling with a rooftop made of metal sheets or also straw. And if they throw heavy stones at you, obviously that's not going to last.
No, it's not. And I don't think we have, I can't think off the top of my head one in English. You would say don't throw stones from glass houses, but not so much they're throwing stones at my glass house, right?
That's yeah, exactly, again, exactly, yeah. Exactly. There you have a close comparison. Valen, we're talking to Valen Irizibar, Buenos Aires Herald journalist, a former colleague of mine in a podcast project, the Bubble podcast that we did together several years ago here in Buenos Aires. So far, a phrase that you haven't been unable to translate, no matter... have you had any of these?
Oh my gosh,
an
yes.
An expression?
Oh, absolutely. They come up all the time. And I think I call it thinning the veil. Usually, I like this idea that at the Herald, as we're a bilingual newsroom, we're reporting on Argentina in English, right? Mm-hmm. And as I'm both Argentine and British, and so sometimes I'm just not interested in finding a actual translation and lose some of the spirit of the word. Translation troubles often come up. The column is more like, I want to explain a little bit that comes behind, you know, the thought process behind it. But often we'll just use the Spanish word and have a small explanation of it. Something, for example, like the cepo, which is maybe a sort of dry example. But, you know, you can say a series of foreign exchange restrictions, but that's boring.
It doesn't have the kick.
It doesn't have the kick. It's the cepo.
It's the lock.
Yeah.
It's a lock on your wheel, no?
Exactly.
Think of that. A lock, you can move forward.
Exactly.
That's the idea of a cepo.
Exactly. So, yeah, a lot of times we either can't come up with a translation. I'm trying to think, for example, cacerolazo is another one, because we don't, you know, you don't have...
Usually it's a pot banging protest.
It's a protest by which you bang on pots and pans to make noise and to show your discontent. It's a spontaneous form of protest.
Supposedly.
But we never say, pot banging protest. We say cacerolazo and we explain what is meant by that, right? And there's actually quite a few that come up with aso. That's kind of difficult.
Another element of the cacerolazo, the pot banging protest, is that you can join from your house.
Exactly.
Just come out of the balcony and join and make noise from wherever you are.
Exactly. And that's not something that I, at least not that we've found, that there is a single word or phrase translation of that. So we just don't. We just say cacerolazo and then explain a little bit what it is. And I think that's the beauty of being a bilingual newsroom. We're talking about Argentina. Why lose the spirit of the language
absolutely.
To translation?
And this is related to something, to a concept that that is key in this regard. Is in when you learn a different language, you may be able to master the language and be bilingual orally. I mean, you are able to master the language, but you still need to become bilingual culturally. That is when you are truly a person of two worlds, when you master the culture of the language you have learned. And sometimes you can only do that by living in that country or being raised in a bicultural home.
Yeah, and I think the thing with that is that you can't anchor yourself in your other culture. I think that's what's interesting. And again, that's why there are things that either we can't translate or to me, it's not worth translating because it's very Argentine.
Mm-hmm. Such as?
The one I wish we could use, but we can't because there is a technical economic term for it, is financial bicycle. We say bicicleta financiera, and it's such a fun way.
It's a great term.
It's a great term, but it's just arbitrage in English, and it's so boring. I'm
like, arbitrage versus bicicleta financiera.
Come on, you want to talk about a financial bicycle, and that's in one of the translation columns where I was like, we have a great idea. Right, but I was like, we do have a direct term for this in English, but it's boring, and I want to explain why the Argentine term is
Come
better.
On, Wall Street analysts.
I know, say financial bicycle.
Exactly. Okay, Valen, this has been amazing. Hope we can do it again. Obviously, the invitation is always open.
Thank you.
Is there, we invite people to follow you on the Buenos Aires Herald and other channels, platforms where you share your articles, your material?
Yeah, I am on Instagram and Twitter as Valen Irizibar. Simple enough. I think I'm everywhere as Valen Irizibar. And yeah, please follow the Herald. We're, as we mentioned, doing
this
Argentine
is not
news.
The only stuff you write about.
No,
obviously, you write
current
affairs. You were recently on the BBC as a correspondent. I mean, or reporting on the, I think it was the basis law debate.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. On outside the protest that happened outside Congress as the Senate was debating it. And yeah, we cover cultural issues, but also current affairs, politics, econ. Mm-hmm. whatever you want to know about Argentina, we're doing our utmost to cover it.
Absolutely. Doing a great job.
Thank you.
Valen, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having me over.
That was Valen Irizibar talking about, well, Argentine expressions and successfully, thanks to her, translating them into English. Thank you again, Valen.
Thank you.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina, mise en chantier.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Okay, that was a piece that we recorded back during the winter here, July, August, on the occasion of the Copa America with Valen Irizibar, a great talk, and we kept it in our archive and brought it on the airwaves again for you today. Signing off now, but before that, let's do the headlines again. President Milei congratulated Donald Trump on his U.S. election victory. Argentina to face wave of lawsuits over debt, says the Financial Times. Bill to decriminalize abortion advances in Mexico City's parliament. El Salvador extends its state of emergency in effect since March 2023. New shale gas field discovered in Patagonia shows promising results. Sports, football tournament results. Thus we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior in English, which was operated by sound technician Diego Girau and hosted by yours truly, Fernando Farias. A show that is aired via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. Thank you very much for listening, and hasta mañana.